problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.
Beach, rock, park, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
I think that's a bad move. I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I believe in only two things completely, the First Amendment and boobs. And so once they made the decision that they were
I just want to make sure I heard you correctly as a woman anchoring the show. Believe in the First Amendment and BWS?
Boobs. Two things that have only never let me run down in this entire country's history. The First Amendment and boobs.
Great,
so those are the only two things I believe in absolutely in the country.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
Hey, everybody. This is Kevin Farley, and you're listening to the Homemade Broadcast. Homemade biscuits, homemade broadcast.
Broadcast.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. The only things I believe in, podcasting and boobs. Oh man, did that guy get a lot of guff for that this week. I'm sure you heard it, right? I mean, it was a big story. We're going to talk about that in a second. My name is Will Koontz. Welcome to the Homemade Broadcast here on RadioSaintPete.com. Good show this week. We have comedian Kyle Roos, who won a big award this week from a certain publication that you may have heard of here in the Tampa Bay area. He is the best in the Bay of something. The award itself hasn't been announced yet. He finds out when he gets there at the ceremony, but he won a big award, and it's probably something for comedy, I would assume. Possibly tattoos? I don't know. He does both, but Kyle Roos will be here shortly. He's recording an album here in St. Petersburg, coming up in the next few weeks, and tickets are available. You should go check it out. It's a live album recording. I don't know if it's video, audio, or both, or what he's going to do there, but he's going to tell us all about it. It's at the Iberian Rooster in a few weeks. First, I want to say thank you very much to our sponsors here on the program. We're completely sponsor-supported here. So thank you very much to Tap House 61. And thanks for coming out to the comedy show at Tap House 61. The first one was a huge hit, and I'm assuming that there will be more. I got to talk to Joe about it, but got a few ideas we're kicking around for maybe next month, maybe doing a live broadcast out there / comedy show, work in some sort of interesting angle there. Still in the works, though, but thank you very much for coming out to that and supporting local comedy. We certainly do appreciate it. Certainly didn't hurt having Mr. Johnny B there. My mentor and best friend now, but you can hear him on 102.5 The Bone, and also an award-winning comedian, and he killed it, and Jonas did as well as did Rachel. Everybody did awesome. So thank you very much to those folks. Thanks for coming, and you know, even if there's not comedy going on at Tap House 61, you can still go in and say what's up and have a drink and enjoy yourself. 2061 Central Avenue on Facebook. Tap House 61, the number 61. Find them on Facebook and taphouse61.com. And I'll see you there. I'll probably be there this weekend, as a matter of fact. Also, thank you very much to Truvy Salon and Spa. That's Truvy, T-R-U, V as in Victor, Y, salonandspa.com. Chrissy Parker doing her thing down there, cutting hair, dyeing nails. Is that what you do? You paint nails? You don't dye them, you paint them. Plucking eyebrows. What else do ladies do there? You get your BHs waxed there, right? So that's what you do. She does it all, and she does a great job at it. If I ever got my BH waxed, I would definitely go to Chrissy to do it. Chrissy would not want to do it, but I'd be like, look, I just need you to do it, and she would begrudgingly do it. And that's how much Chrissy loves me, and that's how much I love her, just the trust there. So make sure you go make an appointment with her at, just go to her website, Truvy, T-R-U-V as in Victor, Y, salonandspa.com. She'll make you pretty. So go do it up. And also, finally, thank you to my friend Christine at K9Holistics.com. That's K, the number 9Holistics.com. And she will teach you how to speak dog. That's right, folks. You have a dog that's a jerk? Hey, you got to nip that in the bud. You want to take him out. This is a dog-friendly city. You want to take him out to the bars. And, you know, you don't want him, you know, peeing on kids and biting old ladies and all this stuff. I mean, that's funny. You know, there's something to be said for that. A dog has a great sense of humor, but I mean, you can't have that in a civilization, in a civilized city like this one here in St. Petersburg, or anywhere for that matter. But if you're in the Tampa Bay area, make sure you go talk to Christine at K9, the number 9, holistics.com. She will teach you how to speak dog and say, hey, stop being a jerk. And the dog is like, all right, you make a convincing point there. I'm going to do what you say. So anyway, we got Kyle Roos on the show coming up soon. Maybe Zach Townsend stopping by. I don't know. That kid is a whirlwind mess. He's been stopping in a lot lately, but he didn't answer the phone this time. So I don't know if he's coming by or not. He said he might. We'll see. But yeah, that guy got in a lot of trouble for saying boobs on CNN. Can you believe it? The nerve of this guy. Is it inappropriate to say that on CNN? No, of course not. Is it funny? Hysterical. I don't think there's anything more funny than what that guy did. Catching a lot of flack, obviously. He's a dude, and there's a woman anchor, and she couldn't even bring herself to say boobs on air. She had to spell it B-O-O-B-S. That's right. That is how you spell boobs. I wonder if she's the same around poo-poo and pee-pee and caca, if she's as sensitive to those words. But she was very upset as a lady. It was very funny, though, because you can see in the video, it's all over YouTube. You should go look it up, because it's pretty funny. She starts to laugh, because it's funny. And people really need to lighten up and stop being intentionally naive of levity and comedy. Or be critical of them, but don't accuse this friggin' moron of, you know, I guess some people are accusing him of sexism, of course, because why wouldn't you just jump to that conclusion, rather than him just being an oaf? This is the thing. I've talked about it before, but we have to stop accusing people of, I don't know, isms, any sort of ism, and just assume that they might kind of be an oaf and a dope and even an ass. Yes, that's possible, folks. Get off the isms. Let's go back to the simple insults of ass, because that's a great one, and it fits many people, including probably myself on many, many of these occasions. But, you know, you got Instagram trying to free the nipple, and, you know, women want to be able to show their breasts, you know, on, which I'm all for. That sounds great. I'm all for that. That sounds awesome. But God forbid this guy says boobs on CNN, because it is an absolute S show, as they say. Kaka show. Did you say K? K-A-K-A. Yes, I did. I sure did. Kaka. That's what that means. All right, let's talk to Kyle Roos here, and maybe Zach Townsend. We'll see. This is the Homemade Broadcast here on Radio St. Pete. Oh, by the way, before we do that, let's make sure you follow the show on Facebook and stuff. Facebook.com/HMB Radio. Home_made_man. Make sure you subscribe to the show on iTunes or Stitcher, wherever you get your podcast. Just search for HMB Radio Tampa Bay. If you want to get a hold of me and say, hey, you're a jerk for saying boobs, you can text message or call me at 813-693-2124, or you can email me at thehomemadebroadcast@radiostpete.com. Radio, STPETE. Make sure you follow Radio St. Pete on Facebook and Twitter. Radio St. Pete, Same as the, you know, email, Facebook, all that stuff's the same. It's real easy, okay? And make sure you do it. And let's talk to Kyle Roos now. Let's do it.
Not the curse, I mean.
Yay!
Just and then remember you got to talk right in here.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
What's up, man?
Hi.
Hey, Kyle.
Are you starting already?
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
Just go right into it. I got a...
I wasn't ready. I was...
I like that. I like keeping it on edge where people don't know what's coming. And
my heart skipped
kaboom.
A beat. Like, you know, when the scary things in movies happen, you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah. Starting. Yeah, that's what I feel like.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. Kyle Roos is here. Kyle has an album recording coming up on September 30th here at the Iberian Rooster. You can get your tickets at where?
There's a Facebook event for it.
Yep.
And it links to Eventbrite.
Oh, okay.
Just Facebook, Kyle Roos, album recording. Or follow me, Kyle Roos. Actually, you can find my fan page. It's just at Kyle Roos Fans on Facebook.
So I'm at the event page now. It's, yeah, the Kyle Roos album recording. You can just find it. So how did this come about? I mean, I know you're long overdue. You have plenty of material. You've been talking about it for...
I'm working with a new, I don't know if you want to call it manager.
Oh, God. You're not going to dig yourself into another hole,
right?
No.
Well, let's talk about it. This came from the other grave. This person that I'm working with now, his name's Dan. He's awesome. He actually managed the band Tantric. Like, this dude's got a platinum record.
Oh, I like that one song by Tantric, isn't it?
He's not a failed comedian from Tarpon Springs managing me.
Isn't Evan Longoria's walkout music Tantric?
I think it might be, yeah.
The one with the...
Not gonna
like a fiddle
lie,
in it?
Not a fan.
Okay.
But the dude's got a platinum record, so it was like, all right, cool, that's better than a failed comedian.
Heck yeah.
Tarpon.
So what... Okay, so wait, let's talk about... We're going to get to the manager thing, too. We got a lot of things to talk about. But the album recording, this guy just said, you know what you should do? Record an album. You're like, I know.
No, I was like... after everything fell apart with old manager, I had that show... going on the X marks the spot thing with the tattoo and the X's and shit that did real good.
Yes.
So we had a preliminary deal with Stage 13, which is this company that's like, it's like Warner Brothers version of Vice. So
okay.
We had like literally like a deal put together to make a pilot. If they liked the pilot, then they would sign us for a 6-episode digital platform.
Season,
yeah, like a season of it. Things with the old manager got hairy. He wanted too much for himself, you know? And literally the email I got from them that was like, sorry, things didn't work out. He wanted way too much for himself. And that was the end of it. So
now, there's a standard operating procedure, business procedure with managers where it's usually 10%.
Yes.
And that's just the way it is.
Yes, apparently. But I was booking all of my own shit. I was pretty much this dude just stepped in and was like, I don't want to take 10% from you until we get somewhere. Because, dude, I'm doing like $50, $100, $150 gigs around here. So 10%, you want me to give you $5, $10, and $15 every time I go up? Are you that much of a schmuck?
Yes.
yes. And it turns out, yes, that's how the person was. And it was like, you know, like we hadn't accomplished, nothing in my career had changed. Yes, he got me out in front of some people. But then every time he would get out somewhere, he would just dive bomb a deal, like, I want to be this, I want to be that, like, literally just blood-sucking, like, project that I had put together with Ollie.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out, Zebra Corner, YouTube.
How did you get, that's another thing, well, we'll talk on that, touch on that in a minute. But anyway, so it didn't work out with the X Marks of Spot people.
And then I got back to just doing crappy gigs, nothing changed, and I was like, I'm going to put out a CD. I needed a project to work on by myself. So I was like, I'm going to record a CD because I haven't recorded anything. I've been doing this like 8-9 years. And aside from, I don't even put stuff on YouTube really, like clips here and there. Like,
you know what? Well, it seems like, especially, I guess maybe it's local comics, but they're really afraid to put anything out there because they're afraid, I guess, somebody's going to steal it.
I don't really give a shit about that. Stuff about
pipe
that.
Potty mouth. That's three.
Sorry.
I'm gonna have to bleep out.
That's
now.
That's two.
That's three.
All right.
I've been counting.
South Park did like 190.
I know.
And that was only in a half hour.
But I'm lazy, and you're causing work for me here. But so
I'm a job creator.
Do you remember I had that show at Creative Loafing, and I had that guy come out and film it, and my idea was is that I was just gonna release it on YouTube.
Oh, the We're Still Here thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that show.
And I felt bad because this guy came out and recorded it and sent me all the clips and everything, and it had, like, good audio, good video, and nobody wanted their set. Uh-huh. And everybody was just kind of like, what I heard was, I'm not giving you my stuff. And I was like, well, it's not.
See, that's different. Like, putting yourself out there on your own is different than giving somebody else your stuff. It's kind of weird, you know?
Yeah.
I really don't care because I'm me. I'm not everybody else in that sense. But, like, I definitely, like, I keep stuff quiet, too. Like, I don't want to put, like, I don't want to burn good material because I feel like once you put stuff out, like, on the internet and you're still doing it on stage, anybody who saw that set and that's the reason they came to your show is going to be like, oh, I know this joke.
So, yeah, but how likely is that to happen, especially if you're a local person?
Well, it depends, dude. Like, you know, like, you got to think of some of us that are, like, out on the road and stuff, and now when we play a club or a venue, they put our videos, whatever they can find, on YouTube or on the club's page, or they link you, and they're like, oh, go check out this dude.
All right.
You know? But the reason I want to record something is I literally don't have, like, anything tangible to show for.
Yeah.
I don't have anything.
Right.
I can't be like, oh, here's my stuff.
Yeah. So, I mean, you used to have to. Now, is the album going to be put out online, or is there going to be physical copies of
there it? There is going to be physical copies of it, and my new management dude is going to be trying to shop it around. He's got some, like, some pre-deal stuff. He's got some, like, people he knows within industry that are like, okay, yeah, when it's done, send it over, and, like, they're going to try to do. I'm more interested in trying to get it on, like, some type of streaming service.
Yeah.
Like, that would be great for me to be able to start building from there is, like, and there's plenty of people that are on, like, streaming services that aren't huge, but, like, it's a little bit of a kickback cash-wise, and it's a good way to get yourself out there.
Yeah, especially they even, like, have, like, Pandora, Comedy Pandora,
yeah, yeah,
or
Spotify
or
any
like
of
that
stuff, yeah. That's the goal with this is to record this, get it out. It's going to be a DVD and a CD. Some people that I know locally are filming it. The venue's awesome. And honestly, I just want to record most of this material so I have an excuse to stop doing it.
Yeah.
Like, because then I have to really put my feet to the fire and be like, guess what? Now you get to write a new 45 to an hour.
That's right. Well, see, that's kind of my point with the putting yourself out on YouTube.
Well, that's what, like, well, they don't want to do that, like, in small increments. Like, I'm going to burn a huge chunk of material that I'm not going to do anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to force me to. Like, I'll probably still do some of it for a while, but, like, I'll have to write, like, because especially, like, I don't think it's going to take off because I'm me and things don't work out for me.
Way to stay positive, yeah.
Yeah, dude, optimism is not. That's not my thing whatsoever, so.
I don't know. I just want to make sure that this is fun. I'm really excited about the material that I'm doing. I'm doing a lot of stuff that I've been doing for years that I really like. And I'm writing some new stuff, too. Got a nice chunk of stuff about not jerking off for 10 days. That I'm working on.
Oh,
right,
I'm
now.
Doing that now.
What, not jerking off?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm on the bandwagon.
What? No, I wasn't. This wasn't. I didn't plan this. This just kind of happened.
Oh, I'm intentionally not.
You're a brave
with
man.
With a purpose, yeah.
I quit smoking. I haven't had a cigarette in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, man. Three days. I don't know if I'd be. I saw actually your Facebook post 3 days.
But dude,
I was like, oh, that is nothing.
I haven't gone 3 days without smoking in like a decade and a half, dude. Like, I smoked in high school, like, in the bathrooms. Like, as soon as I got a car, dude, like, I smoked constantly.
Yeah.
Like, I thoroughly enjoy cigarettes. I wish they didn't kill you. Like, you know, like, you can get AIDS and, like, sex is super enjoyable, but, like, you do it anyway because
sure.
You're like, AIDS.
If you're straight, you're not getting AIDS.
Yeah.
Come on, let's be real.
I can't say shit, but you can say that. That's awesome.
Gay people don't matter.
Yeah, actually, it's not that they don't matter. They lead a more promiscuous lifestyle. That's all. So, cigarettes, actually, you got me back smoking again, and then I had to get off of them. I'm like 9 months.
Dude, everybody has a story about how I negatively impacted their life.
Yeah.
I really love that. Like, I really do. Like, I have people that are like, man. Kyle, he's cool. The first time I ever did LSD was with that dude. I'm like, yeah,
cool.
Well, you know what it is? Well, I was telling somebody the other day, like, your name came up somehow. I was like, oh, I love Kyle, but I can't hang out with him,
dude,
because I get in too much trouble.
That Kyle has changed. We all have stories, and that dude, he creeps out here and there. We were just I don't know if actually I shouldn't say this. Nope, not going to say that.
Why not? Come on.
I got things going on in my personal life like always, and I shouldn't just flat out incriminate myself on tape.
Can
right
you
now.
Do it in a way that nobody would like know names? Or
it's
something?
Not about names because I already said myself, and that's too much.
Well, you could say allegedly, but for a friend or something like that.
We're too far. We're already too deep into this. Okay. You know what I mean?
All right, bummer. It sounded like a good story.
Dude, that's like one of the worst things about like recording this album is like there's so much stuff that I'm going to say that like is going to get back around to my kid's mom. like the thing we talked about with Johnny B where yep. we had that whole situation. But there's like so much more. So much more. Like there's like a good 8 minute chunk of just railing on like stuff with like me and my kid and my kid's mom specifically.
That's where a lot of your material comes from.
There's a good chunk of it, dude. I mean, like my stuff still is, there's a big chunk of tattooing stuff talking about that. There's a big chunk of like kid stuff, parent stuff, ex stuff, talking about wieners like a ton and on this DVD.
It's always funny.
Yeah, there's going to be so much wiener talk, dude.
Now, yours personally or other people's or both?
Oh, dude, I don't talk about other people's wieners, dude. I don't care about your wiener. Sure. You know what I mean? That's I don't care about your skin color. It's your wiener, not mine.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah.
I don't want to see your wiener. I mean, I feel bad for your wiener right now.
Kyle Roos, we're listening to Homemade Broadcast right now, and we're on Radio St. Pete. Kyle Roos... I want to know, one of the things I like about your comedy is you don't delve into politics at all.
No,
not
dude.
Really.
I don't. I follow politics. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm always like, this shit stuff happened today. That's four.
I mean, at this point, just
five,
forget
four,
it.
Five.
Yeah.
If I
yeah,
keep
yeah.
it under a dozen, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Maybe a baker's dozen. I want a great work.
Are you
now.
Keeping track, Lindsay? Lindsay's here, his beautiful girlfriend. She's Hi. Keeping track for me to make sure. I wish I was keeping time. You could just write down the times.
So every time he says the S word, he cuts himself.
Here, do you want to be on here? Here, just.
Yeah.
Well, you got to hear it. You can't
now
talk
to
us.
Now we have
to
hear it.
Or I'll say what you were going to say.
Yeah.
At least.
I was going to say I'll just do what I do when he's at home and his child is at home and just yell from the other room.
Hey. Like a dog, hey. Like Caesar Milan.
Yeah,
shut the door if you're going to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, she's like,
go somewhere else.
She's like, I know you got to take calls for work sometimes, like talking to like, you know, people like customers or like manager or like the recording people, like setting stuff up or there's a lot of phone calls. Like, I never thought, like, dude, like, I have to take phone calls. I used the word
yeah.
conference call and I was like, what the hell is
yeah.
wrong with me?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not I don't have a conference call face. And I forget because I'm on the phone that, like, you know, my kid will be like, you know, in the next room and I'll be like, you know, like just F bomb, C bombs, like all the
lots of S's.
Lots of S's, yeah.
Yeah.
Very.
I don't have the best mouth by far, but I do have a switch that I'm pretty good at because
yeah.
I have to do it for my job.
Right.
Yeah, she gets,
he doesn't really have to do that.
Here's the thing is like I'm 50-50 like with my kid's mom, so like half the week when she's with her mom, I'm out doing comedy and, you know, just pretty much being a delinquent, and then she comes home, I have a switch too, but there's just a few things. You know how like if you got a leaky faucet upstairs, eventually it's gonna get downstairs. You know what I mean? Like it'll find the cracks and crevices, and that's curse words and inappropriate things. And I'm like, I said that.
Yeah.
Like I've
well, I mean, like if you don't have a reason not to say it, it's more fun. It's more expressive.
Dude.
There's studies that have shown that cursing makes you feel better.
Oh,
in your
man.
Brain, dopamine gets released, and you just feel better.
I don't even think my body makes dopamine anymore.
Squeezed all out.
I think my body's just like, let's let some of that whiskey out of the liver that's just stuck in there.
Squeeze some of that in
yeah,
there.
You
the
go.
Reserves.
Yeah,
their
it's
booze
like,
bag.
Like straining a gym towel. Let some out, guys. Dude, so my kid recently, speaking of not cursing in front of her and being medical terms, my kid just comes around the corner one day and she's just like, itching her crotch, and she's like, my vagina itches, and I'm like,
that's unsettling.
Yeah, and I literally just said, oh fuck, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was
yeah.
like, ah,
And I was like,
"You have one of those?
Yeah." I was like, "I'm gonna call Lindsay or your grandma." She calls her Gigi, and she's like, "Why?" I'm like, "Cause we don't have the same parts." And she's like, "We don't." And I'm like, "Now we're in a conversation."
You're digging yourself a hole there, pal.
I'm like, "Ah, no, we're different."
Does your daughter know that you do comedy?
Yes.
What does she think about it?
She has no idea what I talk about.
She thinks he does like 5-year-old comedy.
Dude, yeah,
like,
because
little
like
puns and, you know, what's a fish with no eyes?
A fish, yeah. Like stuff like that. Like she's got some favorite jokes.
So
yeah,
are you worried about her hearing it though? Like especially after the album comes out. Dude. I mean, it's going to be accessible perhaps to her. She know how to use a computer?
Yeah, see well, that's the thing. If she's going to want to hear it, she's going to have to buy it. And I control the
no
money.
Exceptions.
I control the money right now. Yeah. You want to hear it? Buy it on iTunes.
I'll tell her to come over to Uncle Will's house. I'll put it on YouTube for
I would
her.
Never have my daughter at Uncle Will's house. You have milk and water.
Like, that's good. That's nutritious.
I don't think you're going to diddle my kid. I just don't think you could keep her alive very long.
Hey, see that plant over there in the corner, buddy? It may not look the healthiest, but it is still alive.
You got
still
three
kicking.
Bananas.
Yes, like, that's right.
Two and a half of those are yours.
Really all I have is three bananas, water, and milk. And that's getting me through the week at this point. I'm dieting.
But yeah, dude, I don't know. It's like, I mean, she's going to hear it when she gets older, but it is what it is, you know? There's been plenty of comics in the past who have had kids that eventually grew up, you know what I mean? Richard
right.
Pryor's kids grew up and heard stories about him lighting himself on fire, smoking crack. Like, I think me talking about trying to film this inside of her mom's vagina instead of Iberian Rooster is completely fine to talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah, the reason we can't is because I wanted a small room to film this in.
Don't burn all your jokes here.
No,
man.
Dude, I don't even think I'm saying that when I just wanted to say it now. If I do, I don't care.
That's yeah, that's fun. And if you want tickets to this, you can go to just search Facebook, Kyle Roos album recording. There's a link to Eventbrite on there. Does it have a short link, Kyle, where people can find it? No, it's long as hell. You need to get one of those link shorteners.
Man, they set that up, dude. I don't. It's there. It's a link. Click on it. No one types in links anymore.
How was Cannabis Cup? You were up there in Michigan for that.
Rad.
And how did you get? Was it a contest or something?
No. I work for this traveling tattoo convention art show, fashion music thing now called Colors Couture, and it's like literally like a small convention. There's like 20 to 30 artists, and they're all set up at different music festivals and things like that. Like I did Earth Day Birthday in Orlando last April with Sublime with Rome and Pepper and a bunch of other white trashy bands I don't like. Seven Dust. You know what I mean? Something some dude in a wife beater around here would crank while he was drinking Four Locos.
Oh, hell
those
yeah.
Kind of bands, yeah. And then this one was Cannabis Cup in Clio, Michigan, just outside of Flint. It was like Bone Thugs and Harmony, Wyclef, Method Man, Red Man, Lil Kim, Steve Aoki, Akon.
Who puts the Cannabis Cup on? Is that the
High Times,
dude?
Yeah. It was insane. There's like 350 vendors that were just like, you know, you go to the mall and like there's the Asian ladies that are like chicken. They give you chicken. Imagine that, but like with dabs and nugs, people it's like, oh, try this. You should medicate yourself.
How do they get around the legalities of that? Is it legal?
Dude, it's
in
legal
Michigan?
State there. Yeah,
in Michigan, that's
yeah, dude.
Oh, cool.
So basically, the way it goes, it's $50 to get in with a valid cannabis card. Mm-hmm. All you need to have is your card, and you can go in, and it's basically like a trade show. Or a gun show, or a boat show, or a tiny house home, or whatever else. But it's just weed, and it's everywhere, dude. Like, I've never seen so much weed in my life. And, like, I've, like, smoked pretty much my whole life, and I've been, like, lit on edibles, all that stuff. I've been around people that literally smoked, like, a half a dozen blunts a day. I used to work with a dude that smoked, like, 4 blunts a shift at a restaurant. And I saw people at this thing that were so high, they couldn't say a word. Like, a dude walked up to our booth and was like, what's up, man? You guys doing tattoos? And we were like, yeah. And he's like,
cool.
No, he didn't even say anything. He just kept looking. And he's like looking at all the paintings, you know what I mean? And he's like, yeah, all right. And then just leaves. That's it.
But the best part was is they had these tote bags they were giving away that were real sweet, and this dude had one, and he set it down and was so high he left it, so we got a tote bag.
What was in it?
Nothing. It was just a sweet vinyl tote bag with, like, I don't know, this, like, booger-looking three-eyed monster smoking a J on a surfboard. It's real cool looking. I don't know. It looks real, like, Rat Fink, kind of like Ed Roth style.
Uh-huh.
It's friggin' dope. I said friggin'. I got you that time. Nice. That one's on me.
So the Colors Couture thing that you're part of, they contacted the festival, or was it vice versa?
The dude Ryan, who runs it, basically knows a bunch of these, like, promoters, so he gets space, you know what I mean? So he's got his tent, and it's just like anything else. We're just in one of the bigger tents.
Yeah.
And it's just...
So you were just the representative. So, and were you doing tattoos or comedy out there?
Tattooing, yeah. Okay. There's like 15... 20 tattooers, sometimes up to 30 in the tent. A handful of them are, like, from that show Ink Master.
Yeah.
Like, we hung out with dude Javo Scott that was on, I don't know which season, and I don't really watch the show or anything.
But, yeah, Javo Scott was one of the dudes. The dude Clean Rock 1 was one of the guys. Some of the, like, people that weren't, like, didn't win Ink Master, but, like, they were, like, pretty far into it. And, yeah, they have a name.
I don't know how the hell people have money for tattoos.
Dude.
To get a tattoo seems insane. I guess you know people, I guess.
I don't know, dude. I've always hooked up my friends, dude. I mean, it's really not that expensive in the grand theme of things when you're thinking about, like, people spend $100 on a pair of Jordans or $140. I don't know how much Jordans go. I know not you. You know, you have milk and water.
Yeah, exactly. I guess some people have money. I guess
tapped.
That's what it is. Yeah. Yeah. I'm just trying to survive here. I got a kitchen table, which I've been waiting 2 years to get.
The world ends. Will's going to pawn his podcast stuff and get a can of soup.
I'll eat it on my brand new kitchen table.
You're still one up on us, because we still don't have a kitchen table. We have a coffee table we made out of pallets.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice.
We have a lot of things built out of pallets at our house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting into, like, carpentry, too.
Dude, I did that, and it's not because I'm a hipster. I hate that, dude. You want to do cool stuff, and you're a hipster now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a picture.
No, you know what it is? You're just getting old. Because, like, my dad's into carpentry, too.
Speaking of getting old, dude, I got, like 7 gray hairs in my beard.
Oh, my gosh.
Keeping them all.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
I'm going to let them go. Yeah, I'm getting pretty salt and peppery, too. I'm still waiting for my first gray ball hair. That's what I'm going to, like, officially feel.
That's going to be a milestone for sure. You got to put that on your Facebook.
I'm going to keep it. You know what I mean? Just trim around it.
Yeah, keep the one and get rid of all the rest of them for sure.
Yeah, like a landing strip. I'm just going to have like a satellite.
One little satellite, just communication to your bell end. Yeah.
Bell end. Oh, that's a good one.
Do you think, I don't think, like, I'm sure Just for Men is probably hurting, because I don't think anybody dyes their beard or hair
anymore.
Oh,
no way, dude. Silver Fox, and it's the way to go, bro. Yeah, I want to look wicked old real fast.
That's the look. I think that was just the boomers who did the baby boomers.
The boomers? Well, I almost said it. The boomers messed up everything else. Like, aside from my mom, I can't wait for the baby boomers to die off. Like, you
definitely
know?
The most privileged generation, I think, of our lifetime.
Dude, yeah, they, I don't know. They just, you know. That's a whole
They just want their Social Security, gosh darn it.
Yeah,
that's
dude,
all they
so
really
do
care
we.
About. Oh, we're not getting it. Forget
well,
it.
I know I'm not, because I tattoo and I don't pay into it, so I'm never going to get it anyway.
I'm paying into it, and I know for sure I'm not getting it.
I got a foolproof plan, though. I'm going to start selling weed at about 45, because have you ever noticed when people get older, they can't buy drugs anymore? They're like, and they're all sketched out because they have, like, a life and shit now. It's sick. So they have, like, a life now, and, like, you know, you're not going to, you know, knock on the next cubicle and be like, hey, Javier, can I get, like, a dime sack?
Yeah.
You know? So I'm going to sell weed and drugs and the download of my other old friends that are too afraid to buy it.
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, my mom just asked, like, hey, can you hook me up? And I was like, yeah, I can find somebody for you.
For what?
For
weed?
Marijuanas.
You didn't just have weed to give to your mom?
No,
awful stuff.
I don't smoke pot anymore. I haven't smoked pot
All I have
in
is
years.
Milk and water.
That's
I don't
it.
Have any pot.
That's all I, and 3 bananas. That's all I have. And 1 gray ball hair. That's all I have.
Ah, you beat me.
I want a big gray ball hair so bad, dude.
But, yeah, so, I mean, you gotta keep the gray going for sure.
I'm
going to
color with a highlighter.
Yeah. I think it's a thing now to actually dye your hair gray. Like, put gray in there. It is a great look.
I'm not trying to do that, dude. Like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it for real.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm going to go gray, I'm going to go gray because my kid's mom ruined my early 20s. And I lived way too hard for 20 to 30.
Yeah.
I think that's why I'm like, I need to quit smoking and like, I'm not drinking as much. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, oh man, that was like a decade.
I'm telling you, I came to this realization actually pretty after a hurricane is when it really came to me. I've been like running the past few weeks.
Right.
Waking up in the morning, going for a run.
Wait a minute. So you're running, but you're not jerking off. They're both cardio.
Yes, but I'm going to get my cardio with the running. See, here's the thing with the...
But you're going to shower when you're done running. That's like prime
jerking off. I have to shower when I'm done jerking off, too, at this point. So.
But, I mean, you could do one into the other.
Or combine the two, maybe.
Dude, jellyfishing's the best way to go, dude. That's if you're not doing it in the shower, you're not doing it, dude. Who does it out in the open? That's weird.
No, but it's bad for you, is what I'm finding out.
Jerking off's bad for you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's not good because I got to the point where I'm starting to prefer that over the real thing. So I'm like, that's not good. That's not normal. I'm only 32. This isn't a normal thing. So I unfollowed all the
What's
suicide
the real
girls.
Thing for you, like the other hand?
At this point, pretty much. But no, I mean, I unfollowed all the suicide girls on Instagram. I'm running now.
I never followed any of them because I work at a tattoo shop, so I get the
Dollar
General budget of that every
yeah,
day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. But, I mean, at least you're seeing them real. I'm like, I'm never going to meet these girls ever. I'm not going to get this girl ever. Why am I looking at her? The final straw was when, you know, how, like, a lot of them make money now. They have, like, premium Snapchat access.
And he's like, I'm at home, beaten off, not making anything. They're making all the money.
Yeah.
Where's the wage gap there?
Exactly.
No one ever talks about the wage gap in porn, dude. Like, if you're a dude, they're like, here's a six-pack. You know what I mean?
Right.
Go shave.
Well, they also don't talk about it with anything fun. Like, they only want fun jobs, like actress and, you know, sports. But if it's, like, sanitation or something like that, they don't talk about it at all. They don't want those jobs.
One of my favorite stand-up bits of all time is when Jim Jefferies talks about how, like, the difference between, like, a dude strip club and a female strip club. And he says, I'm quoting Jim Jefferies like he's a philosopher right now.
He is so smart.
He's like,
when we go to the strip club, they're all dressed all sexy, all the girls are. But when chicks go to a male strip club, all the dudes are dressed like a fireman or a policeman or a construction worker. He's like, because even when women see a man at work, they want to know he has a job. That's like my favorite thing ever, but it just sums up the entire sex industry so well. That's the one industry that we don't have that women will always control. And instead of complaining because they're like, we don't want to do that, it's degrading. I'm like, dude, they have so much money.
Oh, like, yeah. Yeah, working your way through school. Yeah. This is the Homemade Broadcast. My name is Will Koontz. I'm here with Kyle Roos here today. After the hurricane, I was like, I really need to do something with my life because you never know when another Maria or Irma or whatever could come roaring through. And then you're just on your butt.
Yeah, you live bottom floor apartment with no snacks, like a mile from the water. Like you're in flood zone, unprepared.
Yeah. Well, I called my landlord because I rent. Obviously, I don't own this.
I didn't know that.
I have this big window here, and I was like, "Are you gonna cover the window or anything?" Because
he's like, no, dude, you're an adult. That's your job.
Yeah. Well, she's like, no. I would just get out of here if
you
I were
you.
You
just get one of your tie-dye tapestries and tie it real tight.
That was her suggestion to me. She goes...
use the tapestry.
She goes, you know what I would do? I would tape some garbage bags around the window in case it does break. It won't break inside the house.
Dude.
And I was like, I don't think that's how it works. I'm pretty sure the window breaks.
I can't put a broken shot glass in a trash can without getting coffee grounds and whatever else is in my trash can when I throw it away.
Yeah, it's definitely... I was like, okay, I'll do that, and just was like, see ya. I just left. I put my mattress up against the TV and just left. Locked everything.
I just protected the TV.
Yeah, that was the only thing
valuable
that I had.
I took my three bananas and I got the hell out of there.
I did. I took bananas with me, actually. I went to my dad's house. I had a couple.
Dude, that's all I've eaten today is a banana, and it was delicious.
I hate them, but
when
I
leave,
they're good for you.
Don't look. You might only have two bananas.
You can have a banana.
I might eat
a
banana. I love bananas. They're high in potassium.
Those are good ones, too.
What makes them better than my bananas?
They're just big ones, and they're not like super ripe yet, so they have like a little bit of crunch to them. Mm-hmm. I like them that way.
Yeah.
I don't like them when they're brown.
I don't...
That's not a sex joke or anything. I'm just
saying. I was thinking race, but
whatever. Oh, okay. So, you know what happened to me during the hurricane? This is my big story of the week. You're never going to guess, so I'm just going to tell you. So I went over to my dad's in Largo for the storm, and I stayed there, you know, overnight and then came home, and he called me and goes, hey, bub. I'm like, hey. He's like, I got some bad news for you. I'm like, okay.
Ride of bananas.
I thought somebody died. And he's like, so as you're aware, you stayed over here for the hurricane. I'm like, yes, I'm aware of that. And he goes, so his wife had come down with a case of head lice somehow.
Oh, man.
And I was
divorce her right
mortified.
Away.
I was like,
the hell out.
I was like, why are you dating a second grader? What the hell's going on here? But so he goes, yeah, you're going to have to come and get checked out at this clinic. And just to be sure you don't have it, you know, it's highly contagious, whatever. So I went and
is
luckily.
Why you stopped jerking off?
That's part of the reason. It became
a
whole life changing
if you got
thing.
Lice on your little man.
It doesn't work that way. That's
you
what
can't
I
get
learned.
Ball lice?
No. Oh, you know what my dad did, too, that was really funny?
What?
But it was only funny because he bombed, because she was telling me that as a joke. She's like, don't worry, they're different creatures. They won't have to. And she's serious. They are different creatures. But my dad goes, you mean I shave for nothing?
Oh, God.
And it's three ladies and me in there, and he's looking at me like, right? And I'm just mortified because I have to get this oil in my hair now just to be sure. I have to get the treatment. I didn't have it, but you have to get the treatment just to be sure, you know? And he bombed so bad. So after I left and was driving home, I started laughing hysterically just over that moment.
Is your stepmom hot? Is she like the hot stepmom?
Don't get me in trouble.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. You can't not answer it.
She's a beautiful lady. Yeah. Beautiful lady. I'm happy for my dad that he's found someone.
All right. So if your stepmom was banging stepsons on a porn site, which category would it be? Would it be like...
Well, they're almost 60 years old now.
I didn't say, I'm not into this. I'm not trying to fulfill my own thing right now. I'm just wondering. I just want to make you talk.
I don't watch porn anymore. I couldn't answer the question.
Sorry. I forgot I was doing the podcast with Saint Will.
Not Saintly Will. I'm trying to be more of a deviant. That's why I want to stop doing.
Oh, you're just trying to load up now.
Oh, yeah.
I've done that before.
Yeah.
I was on a recent trip. To Maine, and I didn't jerk off the entire time.
What are the girls
gone.
In Maine like?
Like, imagine if a chick was born in Boston, lived there till she was six, and then went to public school in West Virginia. Like, that's every chick in Maine. You know
I'd imagine
mean?
They look they like you every... with a longer beard.
No, like, much. They're just super pale, like, translucent pale. Like,
yeah.
They're like...
Not a lot of sun up
they
there.
They bruise
Maine.
Easy, damn near Canadian, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I wasn't super into Maine chicks. They're either, like, fat farm-raised chicks, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But they're, like, pale fat, so they look all, like, they're kind of...
Yeah, it's not
like
a good look.
Cute. They look like cotton candy, you know?
Right,
like,
right.
You're jolly. But I don't know, man. But, yeah, I didn't jerk off for, like, a week. And then first load back in the game, you know what I mean? You know, it was like spring training at that point, you know what
yeah.
I mean? It was like we hit the, it was like all-star break, and then you were like back in the game, and like you know when you like pop a cyst, like you can hear it, that like, you know?
Yeah.
That's what happened when I blew a load, like I could hear it. Like it was like a, like imagine if your dick had a wine cork in the end of it, or
oh
a champagne
my God.
Cork, but to scale. Like not a
sure.
not a like a wine like pop, but
I
like
gotcha.
A like a like you know like a like if my dick was like a really tiny champagne bottle, like a cheap one like Corbel or something.
A brute, you ever
dude,
had brute
and like
champagne?
It was like I felt like I could waterboard, you know, at that point. Like I felt like you know I was. First in Iraq in like 2003, and I was like waterboarding me a terrorist, you know. It was cool, and I don't ever want that to happen again. So like, I'm trying to stay regular.
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you got a girlfriend now, so you're good to go.
Oh no, dude, we live together, so we're, you know, that's actually one of the bits I'm working on right now. Is like you think when you live together, yay, we're gonna bang all the time, but then you're like, oh, I actually have a decent person in my life that has like a job. And
it's hard because I have like a real time job too.
Yeah, and
like,
I'm all like night owl,
normal hours,
insomnia. You know, so like if I don't like drug her by like final spin on Wheel of Fortune,
yeah,
you know what I mean. If I'm not like, hey, who wants a Pepsi? You know what I mean. Hey, let's get coffee. You know, at 9:30 at night, then it's like I've never met somebody that falls asleep faster either. Like We've been talking and been like, oh man.
So true, the last two nights.
Yeah, we're watching the Scott Peterson murder trial because we're super romantic.
That's very romantic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, totally. Did he do it? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, he definitely did it.
Dude, I don't think so, man. I think it was the burglars.
Oh, get out of here.
Dude, I don't know, man. The burglar theory works, dude.
No, it doesn't.
Dude, I don't know.
I'm sure it's been brought to the jury's attention. And
the biggest reason I want Scott Peterson to be innocent, because that would mean that Nancy Grace was wrong that entire time she railed against that dude.
She's
and that
so
would,
awful.
I hate
she
her.
Is the worst, yeah.
Oh,
she
my really God.
Is. And that hair. Let's not get started
yeah,
on her hair.
The feathered yeah. up hair, yeah, yeah. Well, that's what ladies like.
She looks like a fat whooping crane.
A what?
She looks like a fat whooping crane. Like, you know the ones that you see, like, kind of, like, yeah. around.
Is she still on television? I don't have cable anymore. Is she still on TV?
I don't know, dude.
She just
I'm
made
surprised
her money
she's
bailed.
Not, like Alex Jones in it out of her basement right now. Like, let me tell you what.
Yeah.
You know?
Make $10 million
ain't nobody
doing
taking
that.
Down these Confederate statues. Nobody. That was my grandpappy.
No, Alex Jones is definitely...
Dude... I can't take anybody who takes him serious.
Like, I listened to him for a little while just because I wanted to hear him.
When I first heard of him, like, before he got, like, big, like, years ago, like, when I first heard about him and he was, like, mainly just talking about, like, the 9/11 truth stuff, you know, there was some stuff that I was like, all right, I can get behind that, you know what I mean? There is a shadow government, you know? And then the gay frogs thing happened where he said the acid rain was turning the frogs gay. Or no, the
chemicals in the water.
The
Which,
water
that's turn- not completely untrue. He said it so bombastically, but there are...
Mr. Bombastic.
The frogs are dual gendered now because of the chemicals.
Frogs gay, that's all I got, sorry.
Dude, I don't care if frogs are gay. Dude, like, I don't,
but
like...
But they're not gay. They have two sex organs now
when
from
frogs
the chemicals.
Get it on, is it called frog licking? Frolicking? Those frolicking frogs, you know what I mean?
Boy, you're going to need a new 45 minutes after this podcast, I'll tell you.
I don't know, I'm not. That's a joke I tell my kid. Hey, man, with frogs, get it on. We call it frolicking.
You do the Alex Jones voice, too?
Oh, man. He's so bad, though, dude.
This is what it's like to live with a comic.
Oh, yeah. Everybody always has to, like,
these are the jokes when everyone's like, oh, it must be really great. I'm like, no, because it's jokes like this at home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, you got to test them out somewhere, you know? And you're just the unlucky person who gets to hear that most of the time.
Very unlucky to be with me.
Yeah, they're not all winners for sure. All right, Kyle, we got to get out of here, man. I got to go see Johnny B. So you got the album recording on September 30th.
Two shows.
Oh, two shows.
Yeah.
And there's tickets for both shows.
8 o'clock and 10 o'clock, yeah.
8 o'clock and 10 o'clock.
Go to Facebook, search Kyle Roos, album recording. Should be easy to find out. Or just go to my page, Kyle Roos. It's not hard to find.
Twitter and Facebook and all that?
Twitter is Kyle_Roos. And if you want to see tattoo stuff, it's on Instagram at BNDK727.
All right, there you go. Kyle Roos, album recording September 30th, Iberian Rooster. Get your ticks. I'm going to be there. It's going to be fun. Fun dude, as you can tell. Very jovial young man. Thank you for listening to Homemade Broadcast this week. Do so every Sunday, 6:15. On Radio St. Pete, and then again on Monday at 10:15 p.m. And you can always get the podcast. I encourage you to do so to keep up. Make sure you don't miss anything. Just search HMB Radio wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Stitcher, it's on there. Podbean, I'm pretty sure it's on there. It's everywhere. And check out the website, hmbradio.com. You can get in touch with the show. There's a contact page. There's a blog. There's all sorts of fun stuff. It's newly redesigned, and... I did it myself. I'm pretty proud of it. So go check it out, would you? All right, folks. Thank you very much for listening. If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show coming to you from Dunedin, Florida, in the jazz room there. Gonna get all jazzy on you. Gonna get mellow, man. And then, sorry, that was bad. And then Indie Circuit coming up after that on Radio St. Pete. If you're listening on podcasts, well, I appreciate that. Have a great week, everybody. Will Koontz, HMB Radio, Radio St. Pete. Later.
Problems. It's human nature to hate problems.
But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more. Problems. It's human nature to hate problems. But why is that? After all, problems inspire us to mend things, bend things, make things better. That's why so many people work with IBM on everything, from city traffic to ocean plastic, new schools to new energy, flight delays to food safety. Smart loves problems. IBM. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/smart/UK to learn more.